This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Sushila Karki asserts election is only means for political stability and durable democracy. Gurung community celebrates Tamu Losar, National Mushroom Day observed in Nepal today. 64 political parties submit closed lists under proportional representation system. And Ukraine denies drone attack on Putin's residence. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sushila Karki has said elections are the only means to maintain peace and harmony in the country and to establish sustainable democracy. At a meeting with Durga Prasad, the leader of the Save Nation, Nationality, Religion, Culture and Citizens Campaign in Balwata today, Prime Minister Karki emphasized the need to conduct the upcoming election to the member of the House of Representatives on the 5th of March in a peaceful and a fear-free environment with significant participation from the general public. The Prime Minister said the government is on homework to address many of the demands of campaigner Prasai that are in favour of the people and requested that their grievances and demands be presented in a peaceful manner. Prime Minister Karki stressed on the need for election to the member of the House of Representatives to lead the country out of political instability and the situation of uncertainty and unrest, urging activist Prasai to support the national campaign to make the elections successful. The Gurung community is celebrating the Tamu Losar today as the community's new year. In Gurung language, Lo means year and Sar denotes change. Members of the Gurung community mark the festival by organizing feasts and cultural programs. The festival is marked on the 15th day of the Nepali month of Pus, with the first rays of the sunlight reaching the Gurung settlements in Lamjung, Gorkha, Tanahu, Siangza, Manang, Kaski and Parbat. The festival is marked by the Tamang and Sherpa communities later in the Nepali months of Magh and Phagun, respectively. The government also announced a public holiday on the occasion of Tamu Losar today. Members of the Gurung community have been observing a special program at Turik Hill of Kathmandu on the occasion of Tamu Losar. During each Losar, they bid farewell to the existing Lo and welcome a new one. This year, the Gurung community is going to celebrate Losar by bidding farewell to the snake cycle and welcoming the horse cycle on Tuesday. Meanwhile, President Ramchandra Borel extended wishes for peace, happiness and progress to Nepalese at home and abroad, highlighting Tamu Losar's role in promoting unity and tolerance. Meanwhile, speaking at the Tamu Losar celebration at Turik Hill, Prime Minister Sushila Karki said the government is committed to nation building through peaceful, constitutional and democratic means. Meanwhile, Nepal observed its first National Mushroom Day to promote production, consumption and exports, recognizing mushrooms as an important income source for small and medium farmers. Altogether, 64 political parties have submitted the closed list of proportional representation PR candidates contesting for the election on the 5th of March. With the submission and registration of the list carried out of Monday night and wee hours of Tuesday, the Election Commission of Nepal has made public the details of the political parties and their electoral symbols. According to the press statement issued by Election Commission spokesperson Narayan Prasad Bhattarai today, out of the 64 political parties submitting the closed list of PR candidates, 58 candidates have filed their candidacy with 58 electoral symbols. The commission will verify the list from today to till the 4th of January to confirm if the closed list complies with the election laws. It will thereafter publish the closed list and the final list subsequently. The final list of the closed list under PR system would be published on the 3rd of February. Former Presidents Dr. Rambaran Yadav and Bidyadevi Bhandari held a meeting today. According to former President Bhandari's secretariat, during the meeting held at the residence of Nepali Congress Central Committee member Kiran Yadav at Lazimpat, they discussed the current political situation of the country. Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Kulman Ghising has warned that contractors responsible for delays in road construction projects will face penalties and that the government may terminate contracts if needed. Speaking at the 23rd anniversary of Road Board Nepal today, Minister Ghising said the government would no longer tolerate contractors who fail to complete road projects within the stipulated deadlines. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
सजिलो छ है एन्टी एप अहिले नै डाउनलोड गरौ 1GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ
हातमा एन्टी एप छ त सजिलो सुविधा लिन
रिचार्ज गर्न होस् या ब्यालेन्स ट्रान्सफर गर्न कल डिटेल डेटा भोइसको स्ट्याटस थाहा पाउन गिफ्ट प्याक पठाउन वा फाइबर इन्टरनेटको जानकारी पाउन सजिलो छ है एन्टी एप अहिले नै डाउनलोड गरौ 1GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ
प्ले स्टोर वा एप स्टोरबाट सजिलै नेपाल टेलिकमको एप डाउनलोड गर्न सकिन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Nepal Telecom has expanded telephone towers in rural and remote areas of Karnali province to improve communication services. According to Jumla branch chief Paros Pujara, out of 86 towers installed, 45 have been installed in Jumla, 22 in Calicut and 19 in Mugu. Fiber internet service is currently available only in the district headquarters Khalanga with plans to expand it to all 8 local levels. Police have arrested a man from Golora of Tulsipur sub-metropolitan city 6 of Dang district along with 6,517,000 rupees cash he allegedly stole from a house in Kathmandu. A team from the area police office Tulsipur identified him as 24-year-old Durga Bahadur KC. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. President Volodymyr Zelensky has denied allegations by Russia that Ukraine launched a drone attack on one of President Vladimir Putin's residences and accused Moscow of trying to derail peace talks. According to the BBC, Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov claimed Kyiv had launched an attack overnight using 91 long-range unmanned aerial vehicles, UAVs, on Putin's state residence in Russia's northwestern Novgorod region. Russia said it would now review its position in peace negotiations. It is not yet clear where Putin was at the time of the alleged attack. Zelensky dismissed the claim as typical Russian lies intended to give the Kremlin an excuse to continue attacks on Ukraine. Khaleda Zia, Bangladesh's first female prime minister and an arch rival of ousted leader Sheikh Hasina, has died from a prolonged illness at the age of 80. According to the BBC, Zia intended to run for parliament in February when the country will vote for the first time since a popular revolution in late 2024 unseated Hasina. Thrust into the political limelight following the assassination of her husband, then President Zia-ur Rahman, she went on to become Bangladesh's first female prime minister in 1991. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be misty in most places of the Tarai region, partly cloudy in the high hilly and mountainous region, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sushila Kaki asserts election is only means for political stability and durable democracy. Gurung community celebrates Tamu Losar, National Mushroom Day observed in Nepal today. 64 political parties submit closed list under proportional representation system. And Ukraine denies drone attack on Putin's residence. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 AM tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.